today, the situation is calm. But from Thursday to Saturday night, there was a riot in Conakry, and 15 people had been killed, most of them by guns. They had been fired by soldiers. The victims were demonstrating against the power about the date of the election, which had been fixed on June 30.
Mamadou, did you say 15 people were killed, meaning 1-5 people? 1-5.
1-5, according to some hospital sources.
This protest was organized by the opposition. Where are most of the leaders? What are they saying about the level of violence?
The opposition leaders, Lansana Kouyaté and Selou Dalein Diallo, are going to Paris. They are going to speak to international community about the situation in Guinea. Didier Touré is here, but they haven't been any declaration, any communication about what happened during the last 3 days.
Let me say, the government has denied that its soldiers were responsible for shooting at the protesters. In fact, it says that those who were wounded or killed were attacked by people on the opposition side.
The government said that there are some criminals which were demonstrating, and those people are responsible for the situation. So they said that they will take decision measures against this kind of situation.
As you said, the protest was about the coming election, June 30th. As things stand, are those elections going to go on?
I don't think so, because the Electoral Commission said that it will be possible to hold election on June 30, but most analysts say that that will not be possible. And the government, according to some sources, are trying to see if it will be possible to postpone the date because of this crisis.
But it seems that even if the government caves in and postpones the June 30th date, the opposition might not, unless something is done about the South African firm Waymark.
The Waymark situation, I don't think the President Alpha Conde will accept to change Waymark, because Waymark has already registered electors and they are working. So the government can maybe postpone the date, but about changing Waymark, I don't think they will accept that.